Well, good evening. Welcome to Duff's. And it's fantastic to see this kind of turnout and this kind of acknowledgement that we're here for a special evening tonight. Special because we're here together. We're here to listen, to hear poetry. And in our way, we're here to be with one another and with Arthur Brown, whose life and work we celebrate here tonight and every month by doing what we do. The people we have lined up in the program are Maurice Kenney, Shirley LaFleur, and Henry Townsend. Each in his and her way represents an important connection to Arthur and his work. Maurice Kenney, a Native American poet from New York, was one of the first writers and editors outside of the St. Louis area to publish Arthur's work. So he was instrumental in spreading the word to other parts of the country, as he has done with many writers. Henry Townsend, the dean of the St. Louis blues tradition, represents the black musical tradition, which is very important to Arthur's work. Shirley LaFleur, friend and colleague in the local poetry war, so to speak. So we're all here to carry the tradition on. We also have a special kind of event happening this evening, a special announcement to make, and that is that this book, a special edition of River Styx magazine, A Trumpet in the Morning by Arthur Brown, is now here and available, a collection of Arthur's poems. It's a beautiful book. We got these Federal Express from the printer in time for the reading, so we have a limited number of copies that will be available on sale at breaks. And if we run out, we also have order forms here for those of you who want to place an order with us. I think the best introduction to those of you who did not know Arthur Brown and his work will come from Arthur himself. And we're very fortunate to have a tape here that we'll play in a moment, a documentary on his life and work, which was done about a year ago by Benita Canute and Kathy Corley with the Turnabout Program. And so we'll play that in a moment. And for those of you who knew and loved Arthur, this will be, I think, crystallize some nice memories for us. So without further ado, welcome again, and keep your ears open.
Peanut butter and turnip greens. That's ethnic, all right. Peanut, turnip greens and cornbread, maybe. To my friend, he came a passageway, a real song praise to a real poem written between times brief to be lasting, a spirit of longevity. A passageway, an instrument of giving. Great spirits, let us be renewed by his spirit in the newness, in the nowness. Let us be renewed by his spirit in the newness, in the nowness, and commit our ways as he came. A passageway, a passageway, a passageway. Good evening, good evening. Poetry, yes, is still alive, and I always say that every time I'm here. Duff's St. Louis, Duff has always been the forerunner. Some of the rest of you better catch up that own businesses and let us come on in and just fill it up with the good spirit of the word, okay? Give yourself a hand clap. I'm glad that you're here. We're not here for a memorial service. We're here to celebrate. Arthur was always a celebrator. Did you know him? Well, the pieces that I'm going to read this evening, these poems and pieces have walked naked clean across the dry lands of my mind, flowed like cool water onto this paper. Some came, caught me crying, caught me shining Sunday morning. Some caught me off guard, caught me on guard. Others uncalled from my history, black and blues. A few moved me from colorless hues into rainbows, past leftover lovers, future impressions. Rivers was written to call from it for the children. Their rites of passage, the seed of our sowing. These poems and pieces came. I accepted them, channeled them into being. They came with their own spirit and rhythm. I shaped them, word songs, psalms, and dance. I saw them clear, free from intellectual jargon, real because they just were, just are. Not just my imagination, but maybe an extension of yours and yours and yours too. Yes, they came to me good, and hopefully they will reach you in the same shape. Good. A poet black sings, wish real wishes, dream real dreams, and don't trip off the fantasies. They create real creations, the new and new images, and we'll scream like a bird on fence, don't you kill them, for they so be wired to electrify, sanctify, and speak to you in a new tongue older than age. Yes, a poet black sings, they be the life searchers, earth scratchers, that itch and itch and itch to get rid of the bitch that won't let they people go. They bring yesterdays into today and redefine tomorrow. They be the heartbeat of their ancestors, the fire spitters who split lies and let truth be. They cry and shout and fly out loud sometimes, for they be the revelators of time, the revelators of time. Yes, a poet black sings, a planted by the water song, a planted by the water song, just like a tree that's planted by the water. But they shall not be moved. But we'll move to reach, to touch, to get to you. They want to lay your burden down, teach you to study the wars and rumors of wars until there be no more wars. Yes, they sing a life song, a death praise. They write a birdman's Charlie poem whose sound broke the limbs of the hangman's tree. They write for the hot train, the carrot cold train strain into a sweet melody to eulogize a Bessie, bless a Billy, transcend a Dinah. The free birds of paradise made captives who left hell lifting up their eyes. They write of trains strain, bittersweet tone with the saving grace power to vindicate, emancipate a you, me, us, and to we all the way home. A poet black sings, frustration for the blood's flood who be rushing their volcano eruption. A song for their youth, a praise for their old. They pray for the rainbow and not the sign. So get back, oh Mississippi, muddy Mississippi, bloody Mississippi. Oh red river, sea of my father's bones. Oh red river, sea of my mother's flesh. So get back, oh scarlet hearted, oh redneck, yellow belly Mississippi. And let a poet black sing, row, Jordan, row. Moving right along, you know, I had a guide here for myself where I listed the poems, but I guess, you know, just left to let the spirit take charge because I lost that, right? So I have to just go to what's up next, right? I think it's important to rever women, some of the poems that you will hear, you probably, those of you that follow me and have for years will find that you have heard some of these pieces before, but they always just have another meaning for me each time I do them. And I'd like to include a very special lady in this particular piece that's called A Poem for Black Women. And I wrote it for the sheroes in my family. When people usually ask me, who have I looked up to become whatever it is in the world of word, I have to just say, you know, like my mother, my aunts, my grandmother, and those people, those women that had a great influence on my life. And tonight I'd like to offer this also in reverence to Arthur's mother, because had she not come, could Arthur have come? I house a legend of Mutima, the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon. Thrust from the energy of Africa, I am the black woman, the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storm, the suffering and pain. I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fire. I am the season of soul. Many my tales go untold. My womb stretches across the map of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth, and my spirit the taster of death. I have seen the 13th month, the 32nd day, the year 3000, before the year 03. I am the black woman. I have cradled the newborn's cry and the old man's moan, and rocked the smiles of age and nature in my arms. I am the other part of God. I am the other side of man. I am the spirit of life. I am the black woman. And black women love, and white women love, and red women love, and all women love, and men love. And so he came by night, a quiet storm, moved inside me with a pocket full of rainbows, came with the Holy Ghost to chase the devil away, walked like hieroglyphics through my temple where myself lives. He came writing the psalms of ancient pyramids on the wall of my soul, singing a 2,000-year-old anthem to my song. Yes, the soft sculpture, design instilled vision, draped my body velvet, stretched me out upon the cool waters. He came by night, a quiet storm, spake in tongues to my spirit, crest a star in my forehead, sealed it with his sign, moved his sun around my moon, and the rains gathered at the rivers of my thighs, and my navel full with sacred awe, giving birth to my love to a love ritual. He came to baptize my history and to circumcise my future. Yes, he came a quiet storm. And every now and then we try to, you know, get real bluesy about some things he used to be. I could sing of memories and once upon a times and tenders that crossed my heart, and eyes and used to be sighs that cried between my thighs and laid hands on my mind that kept me high naturally. But I would only be reminded of you gone with the wind. Oh, I thought I had a couple of them real juicy ones. Oh, no. We want everybody to leave safe. Well, nobody trying to capture nobody on the street. Okay. What do I have here? I told you I lost that sheet, didn't I? Sure did. Well, anyway. This is almost a juicy one. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, wee morning, and I wanted to see you, have you here with me, make you laugh all the lines in your mind away, move you inside me, love all the serious away. Watch you smile real loud, scream in me. Let me tell you, I'm in the happy-making way, the overcoming way, tantalizing, titillating, making passionate love with you way, standing on the furniture way, diving off the ceiling into the sea of all the years I have lived, of the good living life. I want to be your picture show, popcorn and Pepsi too. Have you taste the good of me, leave a sweet taste in your mouth. The days of wine and no old roses compete with all of the ladies that you wear in your lapel. Winning is not on my mind though, just smashing the images. Play top cat woman. Tell you how great you've been in my world. Wash the bad water down. Cover the waterfront with all of my flow. Tain't your secret that I want. Not the secret that you keep locked away. But that's not safe. Just tight. Just the beauty of me I want to share. Move you into my treasures. The full moon of me. free, no measures. Take it, no charge, no chaser. Tain't asking nothing. I'm in the happy making way. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, wee morning, and I want to see you. Have you here with me, real to real for real. Then for all of those women that share my heritage and that wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and still are writing, for all the sisters who wrote and write and keep on writing on, Lucy Terry, Wheatley Harper, Alice Dunbar, Ann Spencer, Georgia Johnson, Jessie Fawcett, Margaret Walker, Gwendolyn Brooks, Lucille Clifton, Maya Angelou, Angela Jackson, Jane Cortez, Mari Evans, Paula Marsha, Tony, Kate, Nikki, and Toni Morrison, and et cetera, and et cetera. We're getting longer lines. Her heart sings in her pen, talking tales and leaps and bounds, all over, frontward, backward, uptown, across south, deep into the north winds. Singing of ages of pages, images, real to real, real images, and a few fantasies and visions. Doing the poetry walk through the deep streets of her feelings, recording full moon, her rivers, valleys, and shadows and death mountains that hang at the end of a Mississippi rope and morning glory hope. Singing of low-down, stinking blues noose, glory hallelujahs, Sunday morning walking with Jesus in worn-out shoes, dues-paying shoes, singing of dancing fool faces, crying out loud about miracle workers working miracles, love's lost and found, family way days, liking her men in coffee black and strong, hearts and flowers, footprints in grandma's attic, and rumbling in Miss Anna Sailor. Singing of painting pictures, beauty parlor pictures, press and curl, honey. Ruby red lips, cold waves set in funeral parlor, old rose dresses, celebrating Junior's purple heart for a war she couldn't even read about. And graduation ribbons upside down in the picture frame up against the wall. Grease spots, hoot owls, voodoo, snake hipping. Passions, reasons, no seasons, and in due time, ages of pages, images, visions, real to real, real, storytelling about voting, toting groceries, leftover burdens, little Willie, Sookie Mae, Irma Jean going to college someday, great-grandmother's dreams, determined to be free songs, moving on, moving over, moving up, down, overcoming, coming over, getting out, in, going solo, wishing to sing duo and not in the church choir. Singing of ages of pages, foaming at the mouth, foaming at the mouth. Ages of pages, images, visions, real to real. Visions out of the past, talking about freedom. Visions now, talking about freedom. For the future vision, free, mine, freedom songs. Ain't through yet. We're going to move right along because I'm just rushing because I can't wait to hear Mr. Townsend. And I had the opportunity some years ago to do a couple of pieces when he was down at a place called BB's with Roosevelt Sykes. And I mean, I was going to try to tell them what kind of rhythm I wanted, and they just told me to be quiet, and they just went on and played what had to be played, and then I found it. You know, in the black church sometimes, you know, the piano player have to catch you. You start singing and they catch up with you. Or vice versa, if you ain't used to the piano player. Anyway, this piece here is Rites of Passage. I just think that I have moved into some other works basically with children on my mind. Our children, all of our children, but I have to think about our black children because they're very close to my heart, and I want them to realize the dreams and the people who went on before them and the duty and the responsibility that they have. And the only way they're going to know that is by those of us being role models and teaching them about who they are, so they don't get mixed up where they're going and don't try to be anybody else and learn to respect themselves and others. So I love them, and I've been involved very heavily with a particular age group. And that's, people call them adolescents, teenagers, but people that are growing from into some kind of adulthood. Give me river songs full of my history, poems of my ancestors' rise in the evening of their fall and rise again. Give me legends black as my grandpa's feet, whole as my grandma's heart. Give me the stolen part of me, the strength of my strong, the honest of my truth. My river songs determine its time. Give me the real stories, the real images, my rites of passage, the part of me that tells me I am because we are. My rites of passage, that I may move to discover my mission with dignity and pride and purpose, that I may rise and rise and continue to rise, the generation on the rise. Yes, they call me madness because they say I'm bad, super bad. Yes, say I can raise a heap of hell. Yeah, do tell, bust heads, snatch my grandma's pocketbook, kill somebody, go to jail, do tell and do it well. They call me madness, yeah, I'm mad, mad at the world. Don't need no understanding, I do all the commanding. Yeah, they call me madness, say I'm bad, made me the head honcho. Yeah, I'm supposed to be bad, super bad, and I've almost convinced myself, but for real, I'm scared, scared. Scared somebody's gonna get me before I get them. I really want to give my tomorrow a chance to be a real man, a real woman. Take a good look at me. Look me square between my round eyes and tell me the right time and do it well. Tell me how to get tough on myself. Direct my own traffic, work my own show. I want to be me somebody that everybody keeps calling to nobody. Do something, be something, fix them, show them. Yes, give me my rivers, give me my rivers. For I am growing like a cypress tree. My leaves must be healthy, my roots strong. I am growing, it won't be long. Today will be just another passing song. I'm not sure what I am to do or what I'll be, but if you help me, I can see the many things waiting for me. I am growing and stretching and growing and stretching, bending with the wind, swaying with the breeze, growing and stretching and growing. It's glorious, amazing, wonderful through winter, fall, summer, and spring. It's glorious, it's amazing, it's wonderful. Someday I can be the beautiful me. Give me my rivers, river songs full of my history. Sometimes I get confused with everybody telling me what to do. My friends, my parents, my teachers, even my best friend, Lynn. I listen, but I got my own mind. But sometimes I get confused. No, I got a good mind. Miss Johnson told me that when I was in the fourth grade. She was, and I'm not going to waste it either. There's too much I want to do. Sometimes I get all steamed up and I want to blow my top. But I stop. I think. See, I like to be pleasant. Smiling's my style. Sometimes I get to laugh and out loud. I enjoy school. I even deal with the rules. I make mistakes too. But I don't get an attitude. I go my way. I got my ways, my good and bad days, but I really do like myself. That helps me stay okay, sometimes anyway. Yeah, I get confused, everybody telling me what to do, my friends, my teachers, my parents, even my best friend Lynn. Yeah, I listen, but I got my own mind. See, I'm tomorrow's time. Sometimes I get confused. Maybe it's just my age. Maybe it's just my age. My lip is flipped, my tongue slips, I'm sassy, yeah. Dressed real fancy, too old for toys. Don't tell me, honey, I ain't ready for the boys. What, somebody telling me what to do? I got my own set of rules. My name is Wes, always ready for the mess. I will do as I please, see. I'm so mean, I make the sun freeze. I'm cool, I'm loud, I'm cool, just like a dude. Hey, don't step on my shoes, even if I do have my feet in the way. What you say? Yeah, I'm sassy, sassy, sassy Annie. But I quit school. Now I can't find a job. My children are hungry. I'm all alone. Not even a real friend. And I'm not even grown. Sassy? No. Not anymore. I'm growing. Growing like a cypress tree. Won't you help me? Won't you help me? That's from my new collection for teenagers. Do a few more, then I'm gonna get out of here. Oh, I was gonna do this, but this sounds so sad. There are rivers of poems that sing inside me, praises and sermons and psalms, rivers of poems that spend the night with me, feeling their way to the top, ready to dance naked, wind-kissed face to all the music, the universal spirit. Make me music and let me dance. Couple of pieces that also from a new collection. St. Louis, I am long time ago. The pages of my history torn, tattered, my knees scarred. I am River City old, aged by the Mississippi, coming up with my dreams, with my dirges, pocket full of long time heroes, sheroes. Long have I stood on the edge of night, overseen, overlooked, overdone. I am a long time song, River City song. St. Louis too. I am a long time ago strong, River City strong. I am the reaper, great minds with colored hands, with black hands, colored rainbows, have breathed the River City air. Waymarks, signposts, they set for me. Time pacers, time changers. I am a long time ago strong, River City strong song. I am the reaper, great minds, my heroes, my sheroes have walked here, the river spirits. St. Louis 3, walking the blues, walking the blues, walking the blues. Gonna blow this town, this town. Gotta blow this town, this town. This town too small for me, this town. Too thick the walls for me, this town. Too tense, too low, too slow, too cold, this town. Gotta blow this town, this town. This town done took me by the throat. Choked me, hoaxed me, ghostly so. This town done fought me, caught me, taught me, bit me, split me, spent me, bit. This town done born me, raised me, scorned me, praised me, put me on my own, showed me where to go. This town, gotta blow this town, this town. Always complaining, always saying, always painting. This way, that way, which way, no way, anyway, this town. Town of blues, town of fools. Town sure enough make you pay your dues. This town, town of womb, town of tombs. This town so dear to me, so clear to me. This town make me see muddy, make me act so funny. Took my money, stole my honey. This town, I love, but I gotta go now. Gotta blow this town, this town, this town, St. Louis. But I love you. It's almost time, Michael. I feel good. I haven't read in St. Louis to really read in a long time. I first said I wasn't going to read in this town no more. We just lie all the time. I wouldn't miss this for nothing in the world. I haven't been singing much these days. Somehow I feel like singing. Oh. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. When the west wind took us by storm, scattered our seeds to the four corners of the earth, stole our father's dream, our mother's highest esteem, made us the torn curtain of America, we survived. Through slavery's lynchings and murders and midnight cross burning, through oppression, repression, wars, jails, brimstone, fire and hell, poor housing, inferior learning, low earnings, brimstone, fire and hell, we survived. I've been bugged and I've been scorned. I've been buked and I've been scorned. Saw warriors climb high mountains, trying to find a place called home. We witnessed Douglas turn the pages of our bondage and our freedom in the eyes of the Arkansas brown-skinned soldiers, and we survived. We heard Langston's pen sing, I dream a world of McKay's if we must die, and we survived. We had visions of Martin's dreams, listened to Malcolm's message, witnessed Fannie Lou Hammer's work on the Mississippi Jim Crow blues, while Mahalia just kept singing, no more weeping, and I'm wailing, no more weeping, and I'm wailing. So come on, children, don't you get weary. Come on, children, don't you get weary. We got to build them bridges. Strong bridges, build them bridges. Strong bridges must live, not just survive, must live. Free at last, free at last, free at last. But we ain't as free as we gotta be. I wasn't gonna read that piece, because my voice was out of shape. But I believe, that it just was too bad it took 20 years to get Martin Luther King's Day passed. One little old man, you know, that did a lot of great things, and it's going to take all of us to build them bridges. And I had to read it because it looked like somewhere in the back of my eyes that America's trying to go back to someplace else. You know, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to get, you know, I know this is a celebration, but we got to realize that our lives lives on politics too. You know, and we got to just stop being crazy. It ain't gonna be like it was ever no more. Love it or leave it. Because we ain't going nowhere. None of us going nowhere. So we might as well learn how to do it right. Well, I'm gonna leave you with something light. You like coming to Duff's? Let me hear you back there. Karen want to know. Come on back. Don't let that strong piece scare you. Let's do right. Do right. Go to church every Sunday. Just do right. In your own neighborhood, but do right. We have to just stop playing them little games that we love everybody and really start meaning it. Better just go to loving everybody. Okay. I guess this might be my signal to sit down. I'm going to do a few dedications, then that's it. We lost a lot of good people. And some of these are fun. I always wanted to do a piece for Duke Ellington, right? How many of y'all love Duke? How many of you know he came with the music and shared it with so many? He did the world, a world kind of collection. All over the world. Anybody hear Duke? You know, it was just music. Anywhere it went. Moving free and easy, a special style she wears red after dark, and a full satin dress. She's razzmatazz, straight jazz. She's got class, a special style, a satin smile. She's a lady, a melody air, a high note, afro waltz at dinner time, jasmine tea, lemon ice. She comes naturally a full scale, a my attire in lace gloves. Just the presence turns you on. She's too much a smooth touch. There's music in her walk, lyrics in her talk. Easy on the eyes, like a mirror in your mind. A heady glass of wines. She's razzmatazz, straight jazz. She's got class, a special style, a satin smile. My sophisticated lady. Didn't he do it? Then I got one here for, this is going to get us ready for Mr. Townsend. One of my favorite blues singers was Lightnin' Hopkins. I remember Lightnin' Hopkins didn't do nothing but he, you know, shoot pennies, 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, the dollar. I mean, know what 6 bits are. I know some of you know. All right, go on back home. That's right, honey. And that's what he's making till a young college girl came down where he was pitching pennies one day and asked him, did he want a job for $100? Now, you know she was going to make more than that, but for him, he needed that. And that started him on the circuit of moving around after so many, many years of playing the blues, just raw, didn't have no music lesson. Born in 1912, born with 7 veils. He came to Centerville, a town on the dust side of the hill. Thunder called him Lightning. Oh, Lightning, oh, Lightning. Lightning strikes a chord in your soul. Say thunder, call him Lightning. Shut the fire up in his bone. All day picking on his box. All day picking on his box. Hear old Lightning when he holler. Jumps all over your worried life blues. Lightning, 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 Lightning. Lightning sings, sings you're tired to rest. Lightning sings you walking 40 miles with a hole in your shoe. Singing of your worst, best in dirt tracks. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. Call that paying dues, sing your sad happy. See your tears roll down the street when your love slips through your finger like a washer without a wringer. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. You can hear old Lightning holler. Old Lightning, tain't it a pity when Lightning lost his armor? Oh, she done run off to the city. No, no, she wasn't too pretty. Something she had kept him on his duty. Old Lightning, Lightning, she had a real country style. Halfway laughing her smile, missing a tooth or two. With a big boobaloo. Knowed how to soothe him where the sun didn't shine. Tain't it a pity when old Lightning lost his sweetie. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. Call that paying dues. Born 1912, born with 7 veils. He came to Centerville, a town on the dust side of the hill. Thunder called him Lightning. Oh, Lightning, oh, Lightning, oh, Lightning. I want to thank you for being so wonderful. I think if I do any more, I'll run it. We could stay here all night, but we can't. We'll get put out. Thank you for being so kind, for listening, for participating, because certainly poetry is a participating art as well. I'd like to thank Mr. Maurice Kenny for coming before me to bless the stage. It's always so wonderful to be in his presence. And I love him, because you see, he's a friend of mine. Thank you very much. Are you ready for Mr. Townsend? Well,